It's 8:31.
This is WLRN Herald News. I'm Joshua Johnson. The investigation continues after an airline passenger was shot dead at Miami International Airport. Federal air marshals opened fire yesterday on a man who claimed he had a bomb. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has more.
It happened as the American Airlines jet was making a stopover at MIA before heading to Orlando. James Bauer with the Federal Air Marshal Service says 44-year-old Rigoberto Alpizar got their attention after running frantically down the aisle of the plane.
At some point, he uttered threatening words that included a sentence to the effect that he had a bomb. There were federal air marshals on board the aircraft. They came out of their cover, confronted him, and he remained non-compliant with their instructions. As he was attempting to evade them, his actions caused the FAMs to fire shots, and in fact, he is deceased.
The shooting happened in the jetway between the plane and the airport terminal. Inside, Albert Domison of Los Angeles was waiting to board another flight.
People started running for the exits. There was kind of a panic. They dove into chairs and figured out that there had been shots fired on the jetway, and that's what we had heard, about six shots. They were very quick, close together.
The man's wife said he had a bipolar disorder and had not been taking his medication. Afterward, all luggage was checked and no bomb was found. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Herald News.